Governor Rick Snyder is trying to make the best of things.
As a plan he endorsed to try and save the Detroit public schools, looks like it ain't gonna happen. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
The Detroit public schools are in a financial crisis. The district could go into default. Bankruptcy is an option if the state legislature doesn't adopt a bailout plan this month.
Right. It could mean tens of thousands of students in the city could be without a school to go to come fall. So the state legislature has been debating for months to do.
There is a plan that was adopted by the Republican-led state Senate that Republicans and Democrats and both Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and Governor Rick Snyder have gotten behind.
But the Republican-led state House said nope.
They passed their own version of a plan and then their second own version of a plan just last week. But opponents say it won't send enough money for the district to get out of debt. It won't help restart and rebuild a crumbling school system.
But the big issue what to do about charter schools in the city.
And a plan that would have given a city-appointed commission authority to decide where all but the highest performing charter operators would be allowed to open.
And deal with the very real problem of clusters of schools in some parts of the city.
While other parts are just bereft of schools and students in those parts basically have nowhere to go.
Yeah, this is a matter of philosophy and politics.
Principals and campaign donations at stake.
But with only 6 scheduled session days left before lawmakers break for summer recess, it seems that after all of the negotiations, all of the debate, that a compromise might be had, even if it's not exactly what Governor Snyder wanted.
Oh, not exactly? Politics has been described as the art of the possible. But truth be told, it is the art of what's possible right now. And it seems like Rick Snyder realizes this is all he's going to get right now.
Let's make sure we get a package done that can pass with a majority in both the House and the Senate.
And this has been the case before with this Republican governor and this Republican-led legislature, much like the deal over road funding that seemed to encompass so much debate in Lansing over the past few years.
Debate in the state House and the state Senate. Mm-hmm. We saw a Republican Party at odds with itself and a governor who just can't seem to get his own people to sign on to his vision of things.
I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.